So this is Nadia Shamus from Comicsverse here with the incomparable Chip Zdarsky, the amazing writer and artist who has worked on such titles as Howard the Duck, Jughead, Star-Lord, the upcoming Spider-Man, and the Eisner Award-winning Sex Criminals. How are you enjoying the con?
I'm enjoying it very much, but I really enjoyed your introduction. It made me sound super smart.
Thank you. So my first question is, how does it feel? How is it different? How is your process different between when you're drawing a book, when you're writing a book, when you're doing both?
Well, they're completely different disciplines. So it's nice being able to do both because I can now switch between them. Like if I'm having trouble drawing on a certain day, I can go, well, I still got like 10 scripts to write. I can move over to those and write those. It's interesting because they both kind of help each other. Like, because I'm an artist and because I worked with Matt, I learned to write scripts from him, but I also feel empathy for the artist that I'm working with. Like, very rarely will I write a scene that involves 30 tanks and 100 soldiers because I know how painful that is as an artist. So that's definitely kind of helped me better understand the process.
So we hear that Sex Criminals has been picked up for a television pilot. How does it feel to have your work recognized by Hollywood? And what are you most excited about seeing translated to the screen?
First of all, I feel nothing. I always feel nothing. That's just who I am. You know, it's the Hollywood stuff is just kind of hurry up and wait and see kind of thing. Like, I tend to not think about it or get excited about it because so many of these kind of options never turn into anything. And sometimes when they do turn into something, maybe you don't want to be connected to it. Luckily, Matt's writing the script for the pilot. Pardon me. So I at least know the story is going to be good. But as far as the rest of the project, I'm kind of distancing myself a little bit. So I don't get my hopes up too much. Like, one day I just want to be able to turn the TV on and see a Sex Criminals TV show and be like, huh, that's based on a comic that I know.
Thank you. So how does it feel writing such an established title character such as Peter Parker?
It's both the hardest thing and the easiest thing in the world. It's easy because I know the character so well and I know the voice that to sit down and write it, it comes out supernaturally, but it's also the hardest job because the pressure is a lot higher than Star-Lord, and Star-Lord was a lot higher than Howard. So now I'm playing with a character that everyone in the world has very specific ideas as to what they want from that character. I'm not going to be able to please everyone, so I'm just trying to write the comic that I want to read myself. I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm a 41-year-old man, scared of a Spider-Man backlash. So we'll see what happens.
So do your parents read Sex Criminals?
Yes, they do. Yeah, they are surprisingly proud of the whole thing. If you go over to their house, there's a big Sex Criminals print in their kitchen, which I don't even have a Sex Criminals print in my kitchen. So it's nice. That's nice. I think they read that before they read Spider-Man.
That's pretty great.
I know, yeah. Like, they're insanely supportive, and they tell all their friends about Sex Criminals, so God bless them.
So if you were to have two characters from any of the series you worked on hook up, who would they be?
Hook up sexually?
Sure.
Oh, geez. Oh, I never think of sex, so it's hard for me to wrap my head around it. While I was writing Jughead and Howard, I really wanted them to meet. And I kept trying to convince Marvel and Archie to make that happen, but it just never happened. I don't know about them in a sexual relationship, though. I don't think that works on any level. I don't know. Star-Lord is so hot that I would like for him and Rachel from Sex Criminals to hook up. Kind of a rebound from Robert Rainbow. I think that'd be good.
I think that's a really solid choice.
Oh, yeah.
So my last question is, you've invented a few sexual positions and names in Sex Criminals. So if John and Susie were to invent a sexual position, what do you think they would name it?
Let me think about that for a second. I think they'd call it... Give me one second. This is a tricky one. This is a tricky one because it could be so many things.
I'm glad I asked an original question.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think they'd call it the anti-quiet. And it would have to be the kind of sexual position that prolonged the sexual experience. So to kind of like keep them away from the quiet.
What would be the purpose of that sexual position?
Look, sex is a journey. It's not a destination. If you want to just quickly orgasm and go to sleep, that's your business. I'm not here to judge you. Myself, I like to draw the sexual experience over hours, perhaps days.
Thank you for talking with me, Mr. Chip Zarsky.
You're welcome.